Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on. What's the best way to connect with buyers? Word of mouth. You're not my customer, but from my lips to your ears, I'm investing in podcasting to build a community of conscious consumers. I'm sharing my thoughts online and offline to help solve a wicked problem that the big we have created, and I can't do it alone. But to tackle any big mess, you have to roll up your sleeves and start, and hopefully be like Huck Finn and get others to join in. I like clothes. I'd even go so far to say that I love some of the things in my closet. So it's hard to expose myself to the world, especially knowing I'm not digitally savvy, and I'm likely to do something silly or simply stupid. I may still be awkward at cocktail parties, telling people what I do, but in person, I can still put my best face forward, dress appropriately for the occasion, and I do pretty good talking one-on-one, or in front of a live audience, and sharing insights that matter to shift thinking to create change. I just re-emerged from a three-day product hackathon called Make Shit Happen, advising people just like you who want to make more stuff for our already cluttered planet. I wasn't there because it was a high-paying gig, but I'm really glad I took time away from loved ones and my inbox to be with other passionate people who wanted to create something special for others. As an MSH advisor, I spent most of my 3 days listening and then talking with new product designers. And I mean designers, even if many weren't formally trained. Because in the broadest sense, designers solve problems. We can all think of good ideas and even talk about them, but these folks are taking the next step in landing their thoughts into products. And it's not an easy process to take thoughts into three dimension. So I was pleased to help them consider making some of their products gooder, which goes beyond profit to also compute care for people and planet. Unless you're the only customer that you're making stuff for, your product must successfully answer a consumer need. Consumers increasingly know what they want. It has to be produced at a price that they're willing to pay. Building triple profit products are way more challenging than financially profitable goods that are built without regard for externalities that were hard to measure, but in an increasingly design-driven, transparent world, it's our new norm. It was hard work, but you could feel the passion in the room. Today's digitally savvy customers see catwalk fashions at the same time as top professional buyers and sellers, and it's flipping fashion on its head. And even the most jaded front-row veterans wonder if seasonal fashion collections make any sense. It's been years since I personally cared whether I was dressed on trend or not, but I remain committed to gooder design products if the world wants to keep buying more stuff, and that includes me. When fast fashion shoppers buy 4 to 5 items a week, then toss them in a pile and abandon them, I don't think they really love what they bought, nor do they care. But the number of apparel billionaires in the 1% club probably love making tons of money on thoughtless purchases, so they give no thought to externalities beyond cheap. I care, and so should you, about what you choose to support with your buying dollars. In my experience, when people connect with what they're doing when they shop to the ripple implications of bad shopping habits, the change happens in a flash, from a learning perspective only. The follow-through to action takes time when people are learning and unlearning habits and committed to new resolutions. I and other apparel professionals committed to flourishing fashion still get tempted by a beautiful product, and that's the point of Gooder, the ongoing process towards products that are good for people and planet and worthy of our spending dollars. So did you rush out to the closest drugstore and buy the first two gifty items like Fred Armisen was advised by Stephen Colbert? If you want to show your Valentine love beyond falling for a marketer's fairy tale for you to go on a hasty buying fling, go shopping in their closet and ask them what they really love and why. And since there's no longer a price tag attached, look at the product through their eyes. Feel it. Where is it made? What's the fabric content? And what makes it special? Listen, don't tell. And if it's less about the color or the sentiment, but the cut or comfort or how it made them feel good, look at the label. Who made this? And take this new information on a noble quest to find something worthy of your loved one. It may be late, but in your quest, but in your search, your loved one will be on your mind, and when they finally open your gift of love, they will know that you were thinking of them, not buying their love. Be gooder, and happy Lunar New Year of the Fire Monkey.
Follow me on Twitter at Gooder Goods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/goodergoods. Choose to be gooder.